Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look up in the sky. It's an eagle. No, it's a buffalo.
Wait. It's just the native guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Native Broadcast Network. We are on the Powwow Trail. We hope you're enjoying your evening. We are coming at you live from the LFK. What's up, Trilby?
Hey, what's going on out there, man? I am ready for this show. I'm excited because we got some snow coming in tonight by morning.
Don't be talking
I am
snow.
Ready, man. I am ready.
I don't even. I've got ball tires. You know, I don't like snow. Hey, God dang.
You got them baloney tires, huh?
Those are the best kind of tires to have on your car in the snow.
Yeah, my mic is stuck here.
Hey,
oh, there
you
go.
What are you doing to that mic, guy?
I'm trying to get into my MC mode. Everybody.
Hey, what's been going on with you this week, Shelby?
Not much, man. I was up at the Horton Elementary School. They had their Heritage Day there. And the students that go to the school, they do a performance for the rest of the school.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
So,
hey.
So my drum group, we were asked to come up and sing for them. So we went up there and sang for them today, man. It was pretty nice.
That is nice. Hey, you know, they had all kind of things going on as it is Native American Heritage Month. Over there at the Haskell campus, they've been doing things all week long, doing Native American stuff. I've been too lazy to go.
I didn't know that. I would have went over there.
They told me I'm not allowed on campus. I'm a bad influence.
You're still banned from your Haskell days, ain't you?
I am. But we'll talk about that some other good time.
You know, another thing we can talk about, too, is when I went to Haskell, my class, we were actually banned from all the dorms on campus for a while. So we'll get into that one later,
We can get
too.
Into that later. I want to know why you were banned. Hey, we got some interesting things going on in our episodes today. It's a powwow gear. We do have the chat rooms open. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
So I won't be responding. Trilby will be because I don't know how to spell very well.
I don't either. I do a lot of abbreviations. You know, I use the slang typing, so.
Slang typing. But, hey, it's called Episode 6. We're on Episode 6 already.
It's a Season 2. Can you believe that?
Holy moly. Who let us have two seasons?
I don't know. This thing must not be regulated if they let us on here all the time.
Hey, we hope you're all enjoying your weekend. Again, like I say, it's going to be a great weekend. There's all kind of things going out in Indian country today. not the newspaper, but Indian country, literally. But we're going to talk about some powwow gear. What's this all about? I got my fishing gear out again. I thought we was talking about fishing.
Hey, you know what? You know, the last time we were talking about snagging, you brought that fishing gear out too. But you know what? You could probably actually use it this time
in this episode. I've used a few of my powwow. God, like my fishing poles that I've broken, and they become good drumsticks after a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Especially them southern drumsticks, the ones that are like 4 or 5 feet long. You know, that I've seen them southern drums have
that. Oh, man, I've seen them, those long ones, as long as your arm, where you can sit way back from the drum.
Second row drumsticks, man. Those are crazy. Yeah, but on today's show, we're going to talk about powwow gear. We're going to talk about, like, mainly for me, is what all I have on my outfit, and then what do I have when I go to when I hit the powwow trail.
What do you have when you hit the powwow trail?
Man,
besides snags,
I have a variety. I have a variety of stuff that I, you know, it all depends on which car I have too for that trip. Mm-hmm. You know, as a broke powwow bum, as I like to call myself.
Me too.
It depends on which car I have, because sometimes I'll have a car for 2 or 3 months, it'll die out, then I have to buy a new one.
Hey,
and that works for 2 or 3 months.
You know, I'm in sales of cars. You know, you can always come get a good powwow car from me. I'd be happy to hook you up.
I don't know. I've seen stories about them salesmen, though, man. I don't know.
Hey, I'm a good salesman. Hey, goddamn. that's not what that guy said to me today. I tried to sell him a Yugo. You know, Yugos are terrible, but we won't talk about that. We're going to talk about some powwow gear. So, Trilby, we're going to go ahead and get you started on this, and I'm just here. I'm going to be butting in once in a while.
You want to finish that? You're here. You're
what?
Go ahead, finish it.
No,
I'm here.
This guy. Dang, this guy. Where's that Raz button on here? Where's the Raz button? Oh, I guess we're going to have to play this instead.
You can't handle the truth.
See, I can't. You telling me I can't handle it? But if you came out, you know, I would support you.
Now, wait a minute. Give some wise words from this.
When 900 years old, you reach, look as good you or not. Hmm?
Yeah. See, hold you.
Yeah. But on this episode too, you know, we're gonna. Or actually, we can even start talking a little bit right now. You know, I have a Nissan truck, a little tiny Nissan truck that I. Actually, one of my cousins sold to me really cheap about 10 years ago I still use today.
It's a good one. I've been riding in that thing. I finally figured out how to open the door.
Yeah, you know, I have a straight-up res ride, too, because I came into the studio one day. We did I don't even think we did a show. We did we're doing a brainstorming session.
Yeah.
And my fuel pump went out.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I had to leave my truck at the studio.
At the studio. It was a real powwow ride, man.
Yep, and I said, you know what? I'm going down to this powwow. Let me raise the money, and I'll come back and buy my fuel pump and fix it up. And that's what it did.
Sure did. So that's one thing about your powwow gear. You want to make sure you have that right powwow car. Hey, got it.
Yeah. You know, and I know how to work on cars. Pretty decently, you know, if it breaks down, I can fix it just to get home. So,
you got a roll of duct tape. That's one. We'll start there. That's some pretty good powwow gear to have.
Oh, yeah. Roll of duct tape. Like we said before, you know, roll of duct tape, jumper cables, you know, those are stuff that you need.
Baling wire.
You know, not some of these new casino Indians nowadays, man. I wish, I can't say that because I have a casino in my trap too, but
we do too, but we're still broke.
Yeah, that's when all the upper management's driving out Bentleys and Beamers.
Golly, man. I need to come to your tribe a little bit more often. Find me a snag.
Hey, God, there you go. Find you 2 or 3. All from the same family, too, probably, huh?
Who's been telling you about us Kiowas?
Yeah. But you guys like to keep it in a family, so.
Good Kiowa ways, don't you? Hey,
I know. Well, yeah. Russ has been married 2 or 3 times, but he's always kept the same in-laws. So.
Hey, it happens. Whatever works best, right?
Yeah. And then also on my regalia itself, you know, I use, you know, I got my moccasins. You know, my moccasins we use are the surfing shoes. They call them surfing shoes, water socks, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, I've seen those. You know, I've seen a lot of dancers. That's kind of a new thing of a powwow gear. They like those kind of surfing shoes.
It might be a newer thing that people are going, but you know, me and my dad and my mom, and you know, we've been using them for about 10 years now, man.
Yeah.
A lot of powwows nowadays are inside convention centers, inside buildings, but when we used to, we got them because we would go to powwows that was always in softball fields, baseball fields. You know, you had small rocks you were always stepping on, and
you must have had a hole in your shoe if you got some small rocks in your moccasins.
Yep.
That's why you need the duct tape.
Yeah, but I don't think like fancy shawl or men's fans, I don't think they could use them because I think they would catch too much for them because they have to spin a lot and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not too sure if it's too popular with those categories. But, you know, for me, they work great because I walk on rocks and can't even feel them.
Well, you got some pretty nice. So let's talk about the powwow gear you have, because you're a traditional dancer. You got some really, you need a lot of stuff for your gear, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm a men's northern traditional dancer, and all the gear that I rock, I've done a lot of shows. I've done a lot of powwows and stuff. So, you know, someone who's beginning, I've seen them take up to 45 minutes to an hour to get dressed,
wow.
You know. But, you know, my stuff, I got it down so good that I can get dressed in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Last call for grand entry, you see Trilby getting ready.
Yeah, you know, I pulled into powwows where they started grand entry, and then I still made it by the time my category went in.
That's so. How well he knows his powwow gear.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, like, I have the moccasins, I have the goats, I don't wear bells or deer toes. I have a few deer toes on there, but I have them Aztec shells that I wear.
Oh, wow. What's an Aztec shell?
It's like a walnut.
Oh.
Some kind of one of those, I don't know, it's not a Brazilian nut. It's like a walnut type thing. Like, I don't know exactly what they're called, but that's what I use. The Aztecs, they wear them on theirs. And then also like the Ecuadorians, they make rattles out of them.
Okay.
That's what I have on mine because they make a very distinct sound and it's really noticeable too. I mean, every powwow I go to, I get 2 or 3 people asking, what are you wearing?
Hmm.
You know, and they're like, we can hear you walking. All the way across the arena, you know.
Well, the next powwow, I'm going to ask you that. What you wearing? Would you listen to our last episode? Of course not. You know,
yeah.
I don't listen, Shelby.
Yeah, and then I also have leggings or them. We call them anklets.
Uh-huh.
It's like the buckskin fringes that hang right below your knee, and that's what I use. It depends on what how cold the powwow is and if it's a contest session or not.
Oh yeah. So let's make sure, importantly, you know, one of the things, a favorite powwow, what's your favorite powwow gear? What would you say is your favorite powwow gear?
My favorite powwow gear?
Besides duct tape.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Or the electrical tape is always a good for our singers. We need that electrical tape because they like to make that fancy electrical tape work on your drumstick.
Yep. Even like my leggings, you know, I used to wear the buckskin leggings,
uh-huh.
but I don't wear that no more. Now I buy slacks that are like 2 or 3 sizes bigger.
Oh yeah.
And then I put material designs around them and put fringes down the side. So they're just regular slacks.
Oh, cool. Hey, I need something like that then.
Yeah, you know, it makes it real easy. They're makes it easier to wash, you know, once every 2 years when I remember to wash them.
And, why don't you wash them?
Yeah, so that's what I use. And then, you know, I got my breech cloth and my side drops and the belt. And I used to not use a big belt before, but, you know, now I did because I realized it helps you keep your belly in.
So.
I always wondered why them Southern street dancers had real big belts, and then now I know.
Yeah,
so.
You know. They're actually a little bit bigger than they really show with that nice belt wrapped around their bellies real tight. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. So,
Yep. Also, you know what came in from this guy, she just came in from the chat room is it's that hockey tape is pretty popular now.
Oh, hockey tape.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What are they?
And then that sports tape.
Oh, yeah.
The sports tape, man. I mean, I've used that before because, like, I pulled my Achilles tendon area.
Oh, yeah.
And I put that tape on, and, you know, it went away. And that was really surprising on how well it works.
Hey, you know, ace bandages are always popular, too, because you're saying, you know, a lot of them wrap their –
Well, there's 2 reasons why ace bandages are so popular.
All
right. Powwow gear.
Let's go with the first reason.
Okay, one is the reason you just said singers use them. They put them in there for their drumsticks.
Uh-huh.
But I wear a roach. And I use it to wrap my roach up.
Yeah, you see a lot of people doing that. And the other reason?
That was the other reason, the roach.
Oh, I thought it was to wrap your ankle when you got that turned ankle.
Yeah. Oh, the athletic tape is called KT tape. That's
KT
what it's called.
KT, athletic tape. All right. Yeah, those are great things. Yeah.
Just... And then for people like Russ, this one just came in too. It's Axe body spray.
Hey, I don't use Axe. I use Old Spice, thank you.
Are you an Old Spice man?
Or Right Guard? Or do they even make Right Guard anymore?
I don't know. I just know
Axe body spray
and Old Spice.
Yeah, that's what I use. Not Right Guard. Old Spice. I use that, so I know how to use that once every 3 years. Right?
Yeah.
So what other powwow gear is important besides
Get back even to my, like, you know, I wear I got like 4 or 5 dance shirts that I wear, you know, a different one for each session. That really helps out on your contest and stuff. So and then I wear a vest. Actually, I just one of my brothers bought my old outfit, my black and yellow beadwork that I got to get up to him still from Wisconsin. But
you usually wear that a lot. I see you wearing that one a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, too, because we made him an outfit one time, and it's black and yellow like ours. And people were coming up to him saying, hey, ain't that Trilby's beadwork? And he's like, no, because I bought this from them. He's
we'll
like,
be seeing it on Facebook. Hey, this has been stolen. Give it back to Trilby. We'll be making it around on the Facebook like they do.
Yeah. And so, I'm going to say I almost got my new beadwork done. You know, my mom's doing a lot of it for me, almost all of it.
Oh, yeah.
My contribution is buying the supplies, so that's why I say we're doing it.
We're doing it. That's the way to do it. We chop.
Yep.
Hey, God dang.
Yeah, so I should have that. You know, I got the side drops done. The vest is done. Actually, almost one side drop. I just got to do one more cuff on that, and then I got a nice medallion that I'm working on too. So,
oh man, those medallions are nice.
People
make nowadays. I've seen some making them. I always like to see pictures of those. Those have become a real popular powwow gears, those medallions.
Yep, they are. They, you know, some powwows are even having the contest now. They call it a powwow bling contest or
powwow,
you know, something
bling
like that. And they just judge on who has the best medallion.
Wow.
At the powwow. You
where's
know,
these powwows at now? I need to go.
I've seen a couple of them end up in Wisconsin that had it. They
wow.
had the best medallion contest where everybody came out and they put on their medallion. You had to, you know, you wore it all weekend, and during the contest, you'd walk around the arena on the inside, and people would walk. They'd have the judges on the outside, and they'd judge you on it.
That's pretty neat, man. So yeah. What other powwow gear? We know we need duct tape.
Duct tape is always a given, yep. So a tent. You know, I like to camp at powwows still, you know. Even if they don't allow camping in the powwows in the middle of the city, you know, I go find the nearest the underpass bridge and hang out with everybody.
Hang out with everybody. You become popular that day, isn't it?
Yeah. I go and find the nearest underpass in the city and hang out with all the other people down there huddled around the fire, you know, because that reminds me of the old good days.
The old good days.
Camp.
Yeah. The old good days under the bridge here at Lawrence, you mean?
The underpass.
You know, it's always fun talking about different powwow gears, the things that we need. Anybody in the chat room, go ahead, feel free to speak up about other powwow gears, because tents are really important. I remember days when you used to go camping a lot. We used to do it here at Haskell, but they don't do that no more, which I'm kind of shocked at that.
Yeah. Yep. And even like some of the cities that don't allow camping and stuff like that, you know what? I still go find a Walmart parking lot, and then, you know, crash out for a few hours.
Go hang out with those truck drivers in the parking lot in it. So, hey, you know, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to play.
We are.
We're going to take a little bit of music here that we've got. Some Randy Woods is going to start the show. We got a little Mike Bone we're going to throw in here. Some Superman, a little powwow music, and then we're going to come back after that. So
how super is this man?
He is really Superman.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Quit asking questions.
All right.
Hey,
let's get down
to some good music.
And we'll be right back.
Don't let the sun go down without knowing I'm still around, waiting here for you. I'm singing the round dance blues. Don't let the sun go down without knowing wrong, waiting here for you. I'm singing the round dance blues. How is it open? How is it open? Hello, hello, hello. How is it open? Don't let the sun go down without knowing I'm still around, waiting here for you. I'm singing the round dance blues. How is it over? How we love it? How is it over? Don't let the sun go down without knowing I'm still around, waiting here for you. I'm singing the round dance blues. How is it over? How we love it? Hey, 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 how we love it, how we love it, how we love it, how we love it, hey, 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 hey. Don't let the sun go down without knowing I'm still around, waiting here for you. I'm singing the round dance blues. How is it over? How is it over? Hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
I'm gonna get it. Take my wife, take my underground.
Eagle Feather.
I'm a native, I'm proud to say it. You can call me Hitman, I make hit daily. Where's that stuff? I'm from the Gulf Streets. Native by nature, making cold beats. Scratch that, they already know me. Hot tracks with a rap by the gold beat. Elevated for this Native American. Blue and raised to entertain my fellow man. It's in my blood to bang drums. Hop around all night and get crumb. Let me talk about tribes and where I'm from. Indian Nation, Oklahoma. Check the King Chop Town Creek. Cause I hate it cracking up. I must be good cause the money's stacking up. So gon' clap once, gon' clap once. I keep it quiet, keep the crap proud. What? I'ma make you raise your eyebrow. What? Make you jump like a powwow. What? Get down, it don't matter how. I don't dance the wolf, I'm a native though. Put your hands in the roof, rain dance, oh.
Do the rain dance, shout it, do the rain dance. Do the rain dance, shout it, do the rain dance. Do the rain dance, shout it, do the rain dance. Shout it, do the rain dance. Shout it, do the rain dance.
Chat rooms, keep those chats coming. We'll shout out if you want, just keep them coming.
Yep. And we also have
yep. You sound like that Beaker from Muppets. Yep.
Yep, and we want to give a shout out to everybody that's in the chat rooms right now, man. We got some good chat going on in there, so shout out to all of you people out there in the chat room. Don't forget, people, if you want to be a part of the chat room, all you have to do is log in and
We have a live chat room, man.
And the other thing, if you ever want to be a guest, email us there. We got Trilby's email at trilby@someguytalking.com. Some reason it says someguyguytalking.com.
Yeah. And that last song was Mike Bone, and that was just kind of a shout out to Mike Bone because, you know, he's a Native American artist who was just recently in the hospital.
Yeah,
so.
I think it was Funny Bone was in the
Funny
hospital.
Bone, yeah. Funny Bone.
We're glad he's out. He's doing better. Shout out to you. And, hey, we're going to get some more music here in a little bit, but we're going to get back to talking about powwow gears because we had some things coming over the chat about some things. What were some things that they were mentioning?
Well, one of the things that they brought to my attention is nowadays, you know, with technology being so advanced and so far as it is, that they hate it when they leave their cell phone in the car or it's not fully charged when they get to the powwow. You know, so that's a more common thing nowadays.
Oh, the modern day Indian
The modern day Indian
dilemma.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I do too, man. I don't want to say pisses me off.
But you just did.
But I just did, so I might as well say, you know what pisses me off?
What pisses you off?
When I get to the powwow, my battery's at 2%.
Oh, man. And the worst thing about when you're getting a powwow, it's 2%. Unlike you guys got the nice dance grounds with the electrical outlets all the way around the arena.
Yeah, you know, for next year, I'm going to try to talk them into letting us set up a charging stand.
Hey, that would be perfect.
You know, set up a one area where it's like maybe 15 to 20 outlets and maybe some USB cords out there so people can charge their phones.
See, everybody would be over there instead of watching the powwow.
They probably would be, man.
Free charging. Hey.
Yep. So that would be pretty cool. And you know, that's the other one is I bought me a extension cord that I carry with me. You know, I bought it for a food stand that we did a long time ago in Kentucky, but now I take it with me because because like when I turn off my truck, the charger doesn't charge anymore.
Oh.
You know, and you know, I'm that powwow bum that shows up to a powwow, you know, on the fumes. So, you know, I can't let my car run. And then, you know, I have that 1940 battery in there. If
Golly.
I turn something on without the car being on, it'll just kill it. So
that's
I carry me and my extension cord around with me to charge stuff.
That's the real res car you got going on. So the other powwow gear we were talking about during the break, a few different things, you know, you want to make sure you have that clean pair of CODs on at a powwow because that's why you got to use what? The Febreze?
The Febreze, man. That's the modern day shower now is Febreze.
Febreze.
You know, a long time ago, you know, it was everybody had their own little circly bowl and poured water in and washed their face in the mornings.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
And then baby wipes came out and people started using baby wipes and that was the shower back then. But nowadays it's just Febreze.
Or
so.
Patchouli. A lot of people like to bring that patchouli oil, put that on. You ever use that?
I used to, yeah, when I was younger.
It doesn't hide your smell.
It just gives it flavor.
Gross. Hey, you got that.
Oh, man. You know, and then also, you know, like one of your powwow gear, like you need a powwow gear checklist too, man. Because there's been so many times when I've forgotten my chairs.
Oh, definitely. I think we talked about that last week, too.
Did we? Yeah. You know, that's an important thing. You know, make sure you have your chairs because even as a drum group, I always, and this is a bad thing to assume because you know what assuming does.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I do it all the time.
Is getting to a powwow and then assuming that they're going to have chairs for the drum.
Oh, yes. That's the worst.
Yeah. And then you're sitting in those like lawn chairs, you know, you're sitting like 2 feet below the drum.
It's hard to sing in those chairs.
It
and you
is,
break them.
Man. Yeah.
Well, if you're as big as me,
you
break them.
You know, one of the best things that Walmart's ever invented is those Duramax chairs that 300 pounds plus. Man.
Oh, yes. I need
I
that
swear
chair.
To God, I've only broken half as many chairs since those came out.
So what other powwow gear? I know one of the important things, like I say, I'm a gourd dance person. I do a lot of gourd dancing. Well, not recently. But sinews, pretty important. That's
yes.
A pretty important part of a regalia. And I have my beads, like I say, like I think last week, my beads fell apart, and I'm glad I had my sinew on me, or else I would just been
SOL.
SOL, yes.
There you go. And then, you know, a part of the sinew is you're going to have your little repair kit.
Exactly.
That's another thing, you know, and a little roll of duct tape. You know, I take like maybe 2 or 3 feet of duct tape and just, you know, fold it over. That way I can always use it.
Yeah.
But in that, I have sinew, I have a lighter, I have scissors, Glover's needles, and a small piece of buckskin, maybe like a squared foot of buckskin.
Hey, heck yeah. You know, one of the most important things you need on the powwow for powwow gear is that powwow food. You need to have that bologna ready.
You know, that's the question that we put out there, you know, that we're going to tell people, what is our favorite type of bologna?
You got to have one of those big, not the sliced one, pre-sliced ones. You got to have that full one so you can have your own cut. I mean, I'm going to cut the biggest ass piece off. Excuse me for cursing that.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting unedited here. But, yeah, you know, I want to have that thick slice so I don't have to go back for seconds or thirds.
There you go. And you know what? And on mine, it kind of depends. You know, if it's far and few in between and I'm heading to a powwow, it's the pork chicken bologna.
The mixed with the beaks.
The beaks and the toes and the lining. But if I win at the powwow, it's beef bologna all the way home.
All the way. Or hay, what about those
hay?
Big
no,
hams?
I don't eat hay.
Well, you can eat hay. It's good for you. Dang it, you made me lose my thought. That's not hard to do. What about those big things of ham? Those are always good, too.
That's
when you're really winning.
You know, I can tell you a quick story about that ham. You know, I had my aunt when she was younger, one of my aunts, she recently passed. But one of the stories that I always remember is they stole a ham out of a grocery store. This was back in the 70s when they were traveling around. But they stole a ham out of the store. And then it was crazy because it's a ham. You know, it's a big holiday ham. They come walking out. And then, like, no one had a knife. So her husband takes the ham back into the store. They just stole it from him and says, hey, I don't have a knife. Can you guys cut this? He went to the deli and they sliced it for him.
Oh, Utah, that's a good wave right there. I guess they didn't notice that they were slicing up their own ham.
Don't steal, kids, you know.
Don't steal.
That's my disclaimer.
Don't be stealing ham. That's the disclaimer.
Don't be going ham. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. What other important powwow gear, especially food, got to have some chips with that bologna or ham.
Yeah. And someone put they like Selecto log bologna.
I think
that just comes in a big old
The big logs. That's kind of like where you can just slice the biggest slice in the world and people look at you, dang, fat guy.
Yep. Those are crazy. So yeah, bologna, you know, it's the chicken and pork before powwow.
Looks like he's getting bubble guts there.
It's a foamy drink here.
Ew, what kind of foam?
No, it's a NOS. Like... It's a NOS. I don't drink. So.
He's got the NOS. The NOS is getting him excited.
The NOS, man. I'm getting all shaky over here. I'm ready to go run a mile. But yeah, you know, but the bologna, man. You know what? And if I had a really good weekend, like, because I sell a lot of stuff at Powell's, if I sold everything, I get the liver cheese. Oh, man, liver cheese is, not to sound crazy, but it's da bomb. You ever had that? You never had liver cheese?
If people could see my face, I'm just looking in disgust.
Holy crap. Liver cheese is so good, man. You're missing out. I swear to God.
So one important thing with a powwow gear with the liver cheese, then you're going to need some breath mints.
I've never tried to... smell my breath after liver cheese.
Well, everybody else has to talk to you. Doggone.
Yeah, man, liver cheese, man. It's
oh my goodness, you're gonna make me not. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bologna. Someone just put in their bologna. That's the Rez Big Mac.
That's the best Big Mac there. The Rez Big Mac.
You go, man. With no sesame seed
and,
bun
and,
there.
And if it's beef bologna, then shoot, you're high rolling that powwow.
Yeah, you got the beef bologna with the Kamad cheese.
Oh man,
with that government cheese, and then you got your bread and your lettuce and tomato.
I'm gonna go make a bologna sandwich real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but you know, like, I don't like spam. You know what, spam? I don't like spam.
Not... Go wash your mouth out with soap.
I'll tell you why. We went up to, I think it was Standoff, Canada one time, and they have up there, their version of spam is Sporky's. And when I got their luncheon meat, you know, Sporky's, opened it up, and there was an eyelash, an animal eyelash. I swear to God, it was an animal's eyelash still in the meat. So since that day, I've never eaten spam.
What about the other powwow important thing? What about potted meat?
Oh, potted devil's, what do they call it? Devil's ham?
Yeah, devil's ham. That's the best.
Stuff is good.
Especially if you have crackers. But with the powwow gear, when you're having the bologna and that potted meat and the spam, Make sure you got the crackers with that, too. That makes it even better.
What do you need white people for?
Hey, we're not trying to get racist today. I'm the food crackers.
Oh, the food crackers. Oh, okay. You threw me there. I was like, what the heck is Russ talking
There's
about?
Crackers around all over the place. God dang. Holy moly. We'll talk about that on another episode as well. Or did we? The European power.
Yeah, that was the European power episode.
Dang, we're getting a little bit... Well, never mind. I forgot. It just made me lose my train of thought. Hey, the other thing, what about camping gear? What's the camping gear? Make sure you have your flashlights. That's in a very important
part. Yeah, your flashlights. And, you know, mosquitoes are bad up north. But, you know what? If you're going to Canada, make sure you have your bug spray. Make sure you have your little snake repellent thing that you light up. And it's a coil thing and everything. Because if you just put on, like, a light mosquito spray, I swear to God, that's just barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, man. I bet you. Hey, the one thing I knew, because you mentioned Canada, I was up in Washington with I lived up there in 96 and stayed up there. They took me to the powwow first time in Canada. Somehow I got across the border, first of all. They let me in. They let me into Canada, but it gets cold at night because they're up in the mountain range. The powwow was. We was right by a mountain, and I'm from the Midwest. I was from the Southwest there in Oklahoma, and I didn't bring a coat. And I was wearing shorts, and the temperature dropped. So I was like the powwow bum, and I was hanging around that barrel of that fire barrel they had out there all night. It was the worst.
Yeah, and you know that's another thing too. You know that 2 years ago when I went up and spent the summer up in Canada, I spent like 2 months up there or a month and a half somewhere in there. After the powwow's over, I was like, man, it's not even dark yet, man. I don't want to eat yet until it gets dark. And you know, I was way up north. I was about like. What is it, like 300 kilometers north of Edmonton, however they want to say it up there.
What the hell is a kilometer? Talk English.
So I was about 180 miles north of
there
Edmonton.
There we go. That's better. That's better.
And
you're making me do math.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, the sun would still look like it was about, in Kansas, it'd be like 5 o'clock right now. So, you know, that was the crazy thing was that the sun never really set fully while I was up there.
Huh. That's cool.
And that threw off my whole system.
That threw off everything. The other thing, man, I lost my train of thought. That's easy for me to do. I don't know what the heck's matter with me.
Yeah, and you have to make sure you got your blankets. I used to use sleeping bags all the time, but since I grew up, I don't fit in sleeping bags no more. they make those for 5'5", 200-pound people. That's not me.
You're a little bit taller than 5'5", maybe 5'6". That's why you don't like it.
Yep. So those and then, you know, you also have the mattresses too, man. You know, about 4 years ago was the first time I bought them camping mattresses. Man, that was a game changer for powwows. I swear to God.
But if you bring those camping mattresses, make sure you have something to air it up, because if you don't, it takes a heck of a long time.
It does. You know, the first time I bought one, they didn't, because now they almost come standard with little pumps.
Yeah.
But when we first bought them, they did not come with them. And I sat there going, you know, about after 10 minutes, they're like, what happened to Trilby? And they looked over and I'm all passed
He's
out
all
in the car.
Passed out. What's the matter? I got the bed, one bed blown up here.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Those mattresses are definitely game changers. So, and then what else do they have? That's you got your tent, depending on how big your powwow crew is. You know, I just use like a little, it's called a 6-man tent, but it fits me perfectly.
Just you.
Just
you.
Me.
Perfect. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yep. And still I got to sleep diagonal in there. That way I can fully stretch out, because if I don't, I have to almost go fetal position.
The other powwow gear that, and I'm going to remind you, if you go powwow and you're going to cook out, make sure you bring the right pots and pans and the silverware, because if you don't, they make you run home and get it, and then you just never come back, and they get mad at you, and nobody gets to eat.
You know, and that's what, you know, I have my little camping gear all that I set up. I even got a little table. You know, I try to bring a little table too to powwows, because, man, when you bring a little table, it really helps out at the campground itself, for making sandwiches, for fixing breastplate breaks. You know, I can put it on the table. So that's another thing. If you have room, you can get them at Walmart. They're like $20, I think, for a little table. It's like maybe a 2-foot by 1-foot table, man. Those things are game changers as well.
Heck yeah. You know, Trilby, we got to take another little break. We're going to play a couple more songs, and we're going to end up here with a few more minutes left, because I think Trilby's got a list that he's going to read to us after we get back from the break. So.
Yeah, we haven't done it's been a while since we've done the top 10 or joke of the day. So when we get back, we're going to do a top 10.
A top 10. All right. Well, what if it's only 9?
Then I'll make one up.
All right. So we're going to make one up if it's only 9. So we're going to go into a little bit of intertribal, some Superman, and some more intertribal. So we'll be right back. Wee-cha!
I'm a gorilla. married to the game, so throw rice. Throw my hair real long like Bo Bice. Living this cruel life, knock you out like Bo Slice. There's more fights, so I spit battle blows. And I'm so tight, I leave you with a camel toe. The mechanical animal, but I'm not perfect. Taking my first steps, making you say, rat. You people attack this, put them like Teflon. Flows like a mattress, cause it's all slept on. So bring me back a plate, I dance at your wedding. I'm hungry, presents are gone, the best setting. I'm betting it all, yeah, you know what to do. Peace to all my Navajos eating mutton stew. Cause when he's touching you, there's nothing iller. You can go hard, but I'm a gorilla.
I am not a gorilla. You know, I believe that you may have come from gorillas, but not me.
That's what them white folks believe.
Yeah.
They believe they evolved from monkeys.
I can see how some of them have, but not me.
We'll talk about that in another episode, too. Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Native Guy. Hey, if you do miss this show live, or if you want to get it to your friends, feel free to share it. You can always hit the podcast right after we're done, correct?
That's right. Share it with your friends. Let everybody know, because actually we have contests coming up. We'll announce when they are, but for listening, we're going to sponsor a contest for one free room for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Powwow.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. So, yes, the more listeners we get, whoever's
listening. So, whoever's listening, make sure to tell other people that they have a chance to win a room, one room for two nights for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Powwow in June.
Plus a free entry?
Yes, plus we'll buy you your free entry wristband for the weekend.
So, there you go. So, that's a good deal. And we're going to, like I say, you got to be paying attention because it's going to be coming up sometime.
Yep, yes it will. And you know what, let's get into this top 10 real quick.
Okay,
you know,
top
we have
10.
You know, we always have non-native asking us you know, can I touch your feathers, can I touch your hair, can I take your picture, all that stuff. So
well,
here's the top native should say back,
number 10,
to white people.
Number 10,
how much white are you?
I'm a quarter white.
There you go.
Number 9,
I'm part white myself, you know,
in my toe.
Yeah.
Number 8,
I learned all your people's ways in the Boy Scouts.
Which dang them Boy Scouts.
There you go.
Number 7,
my great great grandmother was full blooded white American princess.
No, which are there such things? So, what are we at? Number 6.
Number 6. Funny, you don't look white.
Number 5.
I'm not racist. My best friend is white.
Which I know a couple. I know a couple white guys, so I know I'm not racist. Number 4.
Number 4. Do you live in a covered wagon?
Oh, do you live in a covered wagon, people? White people, I need to know. Number 3.
What's the meaning behind the square dance?
Hey, I would love to know the meaning of square dance. They try to teach me that in school. I just like, what the? Where are we at? Number 2? Number 3? Number 2?
Number 2. Can I touch your facial hair?
And the number 1, ladies and gentlemen, what it is, Chilby.
Hey, can I take your picture?
Dang, they're going to look like a ghost. The top 10 list. So if you need it again, hit the podcast. Go about the 5-minute mark. You'll find it again.
There you go. Yeah.
So what are some things that came over the chat room, Chilby, while we was on that break?
They're talking about the mattress being luxuries, the coffee, man. We forgot about coffee. That's a necessity for some people.
There's a lot of Indians who got to have their coffee. If
they
don't
do
have it, they're mean.
I mean, they're mean without it. Just that, you know. Personally, I don't drink coffee. You know, my whole family drinks coffee. My nieces, my nephews, my mom, my dad. My mom and dad used to drink like 10 pots a day lunch.
That's a good way. That's good ways right there.
But, you know, but me, But I don't, coffee's not my thing. I probably drink 2 cups of coffee a year.
2 cups of coffee. Well, what about your NOS? You're like on the NOS.
Oh, I can NOS. I can drink NOS all day.
Or Red Bull. People love that.
Oh, I don't like Red Bull. Red Bull makes me shaky.
I thought it gave
NOS,
you wings.
I tried to, you know, a NOS a day keeps the doctor away.
What else did they put in the chat room?
People talking about their Tim Hortons, their Dunkin' Donuts.
Holy moly, those are fancy Indians, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. And then someone put in there that their dad, mm-hmm. a Powell gear necessity for them is their smokes.
Oh, man, I think that's probably a pretty big necessity.
Yeah, their smokes.
Keep them from getting all mean, that nicotine fit.
Yeah, you know, I smoke maybe like a pack every 3 weeks, you know. Usually I smoke a cigarette before I go to bed. But, you know, chew, man. I used to chew all the time. I've been chewing for X amount of years, XXX amount of years.
Triple X.
Three X's, which is Roman numeral 10. So I've been chewing for 30 years.
Didn't you hear me try to count backwards? Don't be doing math on me. I'm a college grad. I don't know nothing about math.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, that's, but, you know, yeah, like the Red Bull, I can't drink the Red Bull, man. It gets me all shaky.
It's supposed to give you wings.
It don't give me wings, man. It
it gives you the shake.
Gives me a heart attack.
Gives me the DTs.
God. The DTs.
What else came on? Anything else on the chat room?
Let's see. No, not really.
No, not really?
Okay. They like Red Bull. They like their coffee.
They like their smokes and their tobaccos.
Yep. They like their Red Bull for sure. But me, I settle for NOS, man. NOS, it's if anybody ever from NOS listens, you have a great drink. It's delicious. It keeps me awake.
And we'd be happy to sponsor you.
And we'd be happy to be sponsored by you.
NOS. Sorry about that.
NOS, you can buy it at any local retailer that supports NOS.
I don't know
how to do that. So
that was good enough for me.
Yeah, you got people always say that their cooler always consists of a 12-pack of Red Bull. You know, mine always consists of at least because at Walmart they have the NOS in 6-packs. So I buy the 6-packs of NOS, and that I always make sure one of those are in my cooler. Yeah, thank you. And then also, you know what? I forgot to tell you one of the top things that I make sure after I get my outfit into the car. The next thing I put in when I go on the powwow trail are my golf clubs.
Oh, golf. Man, I don't even know how to use a golf club. Or is that for protection?
No, I'm a golfer.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't want to toot my horn. I don't want to.
I don't toot my horn.
Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Toot, toot. Go do that. Oh, he unplugged me, but.
Hey, yeah, we all got unplugged.
What the hey? Oh, never mind. I can still hear. I think they can still hear us. There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing I like. And don't forget next week, or actually, you know what? Don't forget to go to our website,
www.someguytalking.com.
Or you can follow Russ on Twitter at
Native Guy Talking. No G on the end.
No G. Or you can follow me on Twitter at
That Native Guy 49.
That's it, man. You see, you remember my own tag and I forgot it.
Dang that guy. Tearing it. But, yeah, personally, and you can also follow us there on the Facebook, facebook.com/thenativeguytalking.
Yeah.
Go like our page. Hey, help us grow. We got to hit 300 the other day.
Here you go, man. Some of our chat room says, don't forget the stick.
The stick.
To calm your kids down with.
Oh, which stick?
The one that makes them behave.
The powwow stick.
The powwow stick, yeah. But it used to be a shoe when you're at home. You get a shoe thrown at you. But in the powwow, it's a drumstick. That should be what it is.
There it is. But they got if you're by them willow trees, you get them willow whips. Oh, and well, I know a little bit about that.
Yeah. Don't forget, next week we're going to probably have a hour and a half show, maybe.
Hour and a half. Yeah, I think we're going to go a little bit longer. We're running out of time already.
Yeah, we have so much more stuff to talk about, but our allotted time is almost up. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Most definitely.
And next week we'll be talking about episode 7.
7.
Shoulda, coulda,
woulda.
That's our next show. So
say in our final 10 seconds again, we thank you for listening in here on the Blog Talk Radio Waves. We're going to be...
Are you going to play your favorite song as the outro?
Oh, yes, we are going to play our favorite song as the outro. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can find it.
Yep. So, thank you for listening to tonight's show. Don't forget to save it. Don't forget to RSS. Don't forget to share your friends. Tell them about it. We have a contest coming up for free rooms at the Prairie Band Powwow Powwow. So, that's about it. While Russ is looking for this outro song, enjoy your night, everybody. Be safe.
There's no outro song.
Oh, okay.
We'll play this instead.
There you go. Have a good night.
You got it right, this power? You got it right, Silver?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.